This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Ask our Father for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Luke 11:5-13. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Consider this. 3 words capture today's text. Did you hear them? I'm not referring to ask, seek, and knock. For me, the 3 words are, how much more? Jesus seems to have one major agenda in his teaching about prayer. It's not about technique. Jesus' singular agenda is to reveal what God is like. You remember a few days back when Jesus said this, "No one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." That's Luke 10:22. This is what he's up to here. Example number one. A friend comes to your house in the middle of the night needing help. You can't help, but you know I can, so you come to my house. I don't want to go to the trouble to get out of bed, even though I'm supposedly your friend. The only reason I ultimately get up and help is because you are so stinking shamelessly loud that you're going to wake up the entire neighborhood. The point? God is nothing like this. If this friend who doesn't really care gets out of bed to help, how much more will our Father come to our aid? No need for shameless audacity. Just ask, seek, and knock. Example number two. No father, even the worst, would give their child poison when they asked for milk. So even if the worst will do good for their children, how much more will our Father in heaven? Jesus wants us to share his confidence in his Father and ours. He's basically saying, God, our Father, is so much better than the best you can possibly imagine. I can't possibly fully get it across to you because you don't even have the categories to process it. How much more? How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Our Father gives us daily bread, forgiveness, peace, protection, deliverance, and more. But how much more will he give us the Holy Spirit, the gift of himself, his presence, nearer than our breath? Again, our Father is better than the best we can possibly imagine, and even better than that. So I ask you, have you asked him to give you the Holy Spirit today? Here's Romans 8:15-16. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If we listen to Jesus, we will ask our Father to give us the Holy Spirit. That's the call to action today. Same thing tomorrow and the day after that. The prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a son, a daughter. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a saint. The question, when is the last time you asked our Father to give you the Holy Spirit? How frequently do you ask him? Why or why not?